The question on the table here is, when you give raw materials to an artisan to produce something for you, so when is he allowed to keep over the scraps, and when does he have to give the scraps back to you? So the principle, there's going to be four kinds of cases in the Mishnah, but the principle is very straightforward, and this is the halacha. The principle is the halacha, not the details of the Mishnah. Whatever is normally could be expected for the person who commissioned the object, you know, we'll call him the balabais. If it's normal for the balabais to expect that back, then you have to give it back. And if not, then not. So I don't know, if you have your balabais picks up a IKEA bookshelf and asks the craftsman to make it, you can assume, I'm saying Bizmanazay, you can assume that no one wants the cardboard packages around the back. He can keep it if he wants to. But I don't know about the screws. If he has excess screws, you know, if maybe there's an extra screw, I'm not sure. I'd presume probably that the balabais doesn't want it back. Okay, but that's the issue here. But in their time, they were poor, and therefore they're more, resources were scarcer, and they obviously were more picky, so therefore you see they've cared about lots of less valuable things. It says, for example, mochin, mochin is really any soft fabric, but here it's talking about just like fibers of wool. Shakovis motzi, that the launderer, when you give your, you know, once you give your woolen, whatever, pullover to have it scrubbed, clean, and washed, so when you're scrubbing it, so then a few threads will come out, that's inevitable. So the shakovis motzi, that the threads that the of wool that the launderer takes out, re'elu shalo, the launderer can keep. No one wants a few threads back from their sweater. No, not Shabbat. Yeah, it's because what do you want to do with those silly threads? They're not worth anything to you. Not Shabbat.
That's not a criteria.
No, like I know. For example, I don't know if you. When we used to have, I remember once we had like people do some work in San Diego back a million years ago. Like we thought we'd get extra. We wanted to do a good job and not be difficult, so that's why we bought them beer one time. I remember. So like, okay, so like the beer bottles are 10 cents to return them. So that's more than a shavruta. My point is, but like, they. I don't care how pious they were. They wouldn't return. They knew that, even though we didn't get whatever. They it's not reasonable to expect that we want that back or whatever. I don't know, supplies. You know, they want it. But so it's not a shavruta. It's always normal standards. Now, v'shasorek motzi. Now, unlike the koves, the washer man who just take a few threads fall out, the sorek is the wool comber. So I've got raw wool and I give it to the guy to process into, you know, you want to make all the threads parallel so they can take a dye properly. You don't want to be knotted. So you comb it. The combing process pulls out a lot of hairs. So what happens is if you ever comb the dog even, you know, like the comb gets full of the hairs. And I'm sure a lot more. I'm sure a lot more if you're combing wool. Tons of wool is curly and it's all, you know, a lot can get removed. So v'shasorek motzi, that which the wool comber takes out, hari elu shel balabais, the balabais wants them back. Put them back in the mix and do it again, of course. Can't just keep it because they're leftovers. Right. I just remember there's funny scandals here from time to time about people messing with the decimal points of their banks. Like, you heard that before? A couple times there have been scandals. Like someone at Citibank figured like, oh, when you have interest, it's like a fraction of a penny. It's round down, and then no one knows the difference. And he credited his account with that fraction of a penny.
That was a major scandal in Germany.
So
millions of pennies.
So I guess
it added up to millions.
Over time it adds up. So this Mishnah is saying that you can assume the bank is mocked on their fraction of a penny, right? But a normal person wouldn't be. That's not quantity, you know. In any case, but fine. I ranted and raved in Shir about the 99 agarot in Israel. No, because there's no small denomination, 5 agarot. It drives me crazy that it sort of bothered me also the 0.9 cents in America for gas per gallon.
It's calculated fully.
Right. Yeah, but still, okay, anyways, there's volume. Okay, anyways. So, Hakoves no toshlosha, sorry, Nudin. Hakoves, the washerman who's like now washing clothes, let's say for the first time, they would leave on the edge of their garments, they would leave some threads. Those threads there, after our discussion at length in the shir the other day, we decided that the most reasonable shot, it makes sense of it, metzias wise, they left some leftover thread in the hem so that when the parallel threads would perhaps move because it's washed the first time, they might come loose and the whole thing would fall apart, the garment would ruin. So they left some extra thread at the edge to keep it so that thing wouldn't fall apart the first time, and then after it's been washed and ready to go, then before actually handing it off, they would then, you know, shave off, you know, even out the edge so it's all neat again. So they left extra so things for production, so there we have some give, but once it's finalized, they would cut off the edge to make it smooth and nice. So those are the kovest, the washerman, notol shlosha chutin behen shelo. If the number of threads that were cut off of the edge, the hem, to make it equal, is three strings or fewer, so then he can keep them. Yasser mekain, if they're more than three strings, hare elisha balabais, the balabais would want his thread back. Im hayim shachar al gabe lavan, if it was a white garment, but I guess some black threads got in there, and those are the ones that were the long ones, so then, you know, if they're more than three, notol es hakol, the washerman can keep all his black threads, vehen shelo, they're for him, because if I have a white garment, what am I with a few black threads for? They're useless to me. Even if they're 10 black threads, they're black threads. Now, a new case, this one's more straightforward and sensible to us. You hire a tailor to make you a custom suit. So a chayit, or whatever, garment. A chayit should shear min hachut. He's going to have thread, and he's going to have fabric. If from his thread he has leftover thread, could they lit for bow enough to sew with, which the Gemara says is like twice the length of a needle. I don't know what that means. 4 inches of thread, something like that. So then, or umatlis, if from the leftover fabric, he shalosh al shalosh, the chazal look at 3 by 3, it's a bos, that's finger width, so it's like, I guess, 2 by 2 inches, something like that, roughly. So that looked at as a significant amount of fabric. You can make a patch on a shoe or on an elbow or something. Less than that, it's not considered a cleat, not chashiv, but if it's 3 by 3, it's bos, then, re elisha balabais, the chayit has to return those to the balabais, the tailor has to return them to his employer, because the employer wants them back.
But that's not the practice today.
Oh, for sure not. Because today, who wants a little piece of fabric? No way. But it's all about normal. It's normal. Not normal today. But obvious, I don't know what obvious is, but if it would be very expensive, I don't know. You go to the jeweler, and you give them your old ring to melt down. Yeah. Obviously, if there's a little bit, a few extra bits of gold they need, you expect to get that gold back.
Scraps of fabric nowadays. Even though
worthless.
It could have value.
Right.
But
who wants? I guess at some point maybe if it's super extraordinary. But what are you going to do with, what would you do with super expensive alligator skin scraps?
Well, the manufacturer can make
you. Yeah, so he'd be very happy for it, but you don't really care about it. Right. So anyways, that's the question. If you actually, you have to ask Yashayahu if it's a really something, if it's something unusual material. Right? I don't know, copper wire is very popular now. It's like copper's become very expensive. So I don't know if you have your electricians and stuff. Can you keep your copper wires and stuff like that? Okay, so at some point you might be mucked on it, so you have to guess, try to figure out the line. Ironically, I would think aluminum cans are easier to get back in the copper wire. Who knows what's the scrap at the buy, so maybe it's if anyways, okay, that whatever's normal is normal. That's the point. Yeah. Masha Harish Motzi b'ma'atzad, the last of the four cases is the carpenter. So he has this thing, someone told me that the word in English head was plane. So it's like some kind of saw or rather. He said A-D-Z-E. Ads, whatever. So,
yeah.
So that kind of the whatever the thing is, it really doesn't matter.
It's like metal sandpaper.
Is that what that is?
In other words, it's a piece of metal, steel, that's rough sides on it, like sandpaper, except it's metal.
So
you use it in place of sandpaper to smooth things.
Oh, so okay, so it's whatever this ma'atzad is, I'm not sure if it's a plane or a saw or this adz thing, whatever it is, it doesn't really matter, it's all the same. The point is, what's coming off of the wood are very small pieces of, I don't know if it necessarily is sawdust, but it's like very small wood chips that are not useful for anything. You know, think of like particle board type size pieces of wood. So that, hooray elu shalom, the carpenter can keep because the balabais want little chips back. Uva kashil, but if he's doing his work with a kashil, that's an axe. So when you're chopping the wood, like a big piece of wood will come off and they need to firewood and it's a real commodity. Show balabais, the balabais will expect those big pieces of wood back. Now, vimhaya osa eitzel balabais, and if the carpenter is doing the work on site, where in the home of the balabais, then afa noseres shabalabais. Even the sawdust is left for the balabais. Because in other words, sawdust or wood chips are very valuable, not worth the effort to schlep them back and forth. But if it's ready here, I'll keep it. I'll use it for my insulation or my kindling, my fire. They have obviously fire heated, wood heated houses. So the point is, the last case, the chiddush is, if I have to go and get it, then I don't care. But if one's already here, then you can't take it home with you. Which might be true, for example, maybe, I'm speculating now, like say like an extra screw in the IKEA, set. Like who wants that back? But anyways, if it's at my house, I don't know if you can just...
The thing here is you just press wood.
No, I'm talking about the screws though. Sometimes, it's like a set.
Yeah.
Saying, So if I give you my, so do I want the screw back? Who like really expects the extra screw back? But if it's in my house anyways, I'll put it in my drawer for next time I need a screw. Why should you take it home with you? So I, anyways, but the din is the Torah paskins, the Rambam paskins. Whatever's normal is what's normal, and I guess if you have a shaila, you'll ask your Rav what's normal.